And it's Michelle from Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. Today we are going to chat about transitions, possibility, and what happens when you really just follow your heart. So I have a few stories that I'd like to share with you from different women, some that we've spoken to in the past, who have used their hope and wish to have a different path in their life after 2020. And they've used this to create something new, something amazing, and something that allows them to travel and have different experiences in their lives. I think it's so important for us to decide what it is that we want from our lives. You know, sometimes, you know, we focus so much on the money aspect that we forget what it is that we want out of our life. What kind of enjoyment do we want? What kind of success do we want? What kind of family life do we want? How do we want to raise our children? How do we want to celebrate ourselves? How do we want to learn new things about ourselves? And today we're going to open up, discuss that, and look at what you can do to have the life that you've always dreamed of. I was watching a Oprah Weekly snippet where she was sharing that after 2020, if you do not want to live the same life you lived before 2020, then you need to make the change that is necessary. And I am seeing lots and lots of different people making the changes that they want to make in their lives. And it's, I can imagine, super scary, but at the same time, like, really amazing to watch. Prime example that comes to mind is, you know, I know of someone who's moved from being a social worker in a mental health institution to being a private social worker. So in other words, consulting out to medical aides and also to companies. And she's had the most interesting chapter in her life, in the sense that she has more control over the work that she does. She has more diverse clients, but also it's given her the kind of life that she wants to have. So yes, initially she was worried about whether the money is going to come in, but she's getting more clients that she wants. She's also getting to experience beautiful places and have different work environments each time that she goes out to consult. And so it just shows us that sometimes in being brave, we get to create the life that we want. So, you know, we talk about transitions and what those transitions can look like and feel like, but you never know until you step out there and you make that change. You know, unfortunately, your change doesn't come at, you know, easily. Sometimes we have to give up something in order to gain another. Sometimes we just have to actually just have faith and just step out there and do it boldly and go for it. Whatever you do, you know, you have to take the calculated decisions that you have to take and then decide whether this is going to work for you or not. But from the people that I've seen who've stepped out in faith and decided that they're going to change their lives are looking pretty interesting and far better than what they were before that. So I'm not saying give up your job today, but I'm just saying that, you know, think about it carefully and ask yourself which direction would you like your life to take. Because closing off the month of love, we need to think about what kind of life do we want to have? You know, what kind of future do we want to have? And what kind of working hours do we want to have? These are important questions. They might not seem that way now, but sometimes the only thing that matters at the end of the day is how we lived our lives. So as we go into the month of March, I ask you, in what way can you create the life that you want? What do you need to change? What do you need to do? What talents do you have that can reinvent who you are and share a bit of yourself to the world? These are the things that I'm thinking of. I'm trying to think of what makes me the person that I am. What's important to me? What kind of life do I want to live? These are questions that I'm actively asking myself because, you know, it's 2022. Perhaps a year of reinvention, perhaps a year of transition, a year of change. And so I'm asking myself these things because what kind of life do I want to live? And so I ask this of you and, you know, let's see where this question takes us. I'd love to hear what ways do you use to figure these things out. I've been reading and listening to a lot of Mel Robbins, but you know, perhaps you have some suggestions that would really work well for me. If you do, please drop me a mail at michelle@nomadicmichelle.com. I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, yeah, let's explore this together and see where it goes.